online, offline, bottom line. Sendoff.net.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Sundog the Podcast. You're listening to episode number 6. Today, we're going to take a look at the world of viral marketing. As always on the show, we take an entertaining look at the news, trends, best practices surrounding the worlds of internet marketing, Web 2.0 development, and traditional media. And then we're going to focus on how we can all tie these things together and help improve your company's bottom line. I am your host for today, Lon Keller. I'm the senior editor downstairs here at Sundog Studios, and normally I go around and introduce the panel, but today I'm going to throw them a curveball and let them introduce themselves, starting with Mr. Eric Gutz.
I'm Eric Gutz, and I work at Sundog as an information architect, web developer, media design, all kinds of stuff.
Super. First time on the show?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome. Sharpie?
That's me!
That's Sharpie.
I just sit here.
Tell the folks what you do upstairs.
I am a graphic designer. I draw pictures and make pretty pixels.
Very good.
You try anyway.
Yeah. I kind of suck at it.
And we have another Eric in the room, but we affectionately call him Fish.
Howdy!
Howdy.
I'm Fish. I'm a creative. I do all kinds of stuff, including cleaning the counters when they're dirty.
We did a little bit of everything around here.
That's right.
All right. Well, like I mentioned last time on the show, we talked about the world of social media and, you know, why do some of these sites perform better than others? Maybe one of those reasons is their ability to, you know, creatively and smartly control how they virally market their product or services. Is that a fair assumption?
That's fair.
That's fair.
I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry. Have we started?
Yeah, it does say we're recording.
How about that? So what do you want to know about viral marketing, Lon?
What do you think it is? I mean, give me a definition.
I guess there's a lot of different definitions, but the most vague definition would be it's the online version of word of mouth.
Okay.
I would say. I think there should be a better name for it because people try to encompass so many different things using the term viral marketing, and I don't think it's always fair to what they're talking about. So,
plus computer virus is such a negative thing to say.
Yeah.
Isn't it essentially just another word for word of mouth, and we just happen to be in an age where we use computers? I mean, what is the difference?
Yeah, but I think if you talk to people. A word of mouth campaign, a more offline campaign would be probably considered more guerrilla marketing. You know, I think people have just attached the viral part to more the online aspect of it.
I guess there's the whole problem of trying to define it too.
Yeah.
Because we are in a world of online and everything else, the word of mouth thing, viral marketing, I think the biggest way to define it is the way that it is distributed. It's mm-hmm. not banner ads everywhere necessarily. It's not billboards everywhere. Yeah. And you're driving down the road. It's somebody saw something that you know, and they're showing it to you, and then you show it to 10 more people, and mm-hmm. it's
see my purest, definition. If somebody asked me what viral marketing was, it's that there was somebody put something out there. And one person found it and handed it off to all of their friends. And all of their friends found it amusing or interesting enough to hand it off to their friends. And it grows sort of naturally. That to me is the purest form of viral. And you can't really create that. It just sort of happens.
Yep. It's like coughing in a theater with a flu and then you keep on spreading it.
Mm-hmm.
By the time... By the end of the week, the entire city's infected.
Yep.
With monkeypox. No, but, you know, from our point of view as marketers, probably heard the term seeding. You know, that sort of it's viral marketing, but to me, it's not as pure. It's you help it along a bit instead of starting with that one person and just hoping and praying that you've got something interesting enough to pass on to the masses. You start with the masses. You get an email list, or you get a certain a number of people to start this thing with, and hopefully then they will pass it on. Probably not as to as many people as you would start with, but it's like if you look at it, it's sort of like a funnel, you know, the pure viral side of it, it starts with one and it goes to many. The other side, you sort of start at that fatter end of the funnel with the many, and it might grow a little bit more, but it'll probably plateau just a little bit faster, I think. But that's just, you know, sort of two approaches to viral and how to get things out there.
What makes a good viral marketing campaign? I mean, what are some of the essential elements? You know, if you were going to go upstairs and create one, what would you, you know, ABC, what would you start doing?
Kids and puppies.
Comedy.
Always good.
Yeah. First of all, it really does have to be entertaining. I mean, it's got entertaining or shocking or just something that somebody hasn't seen. Because I know so many people, they don't think about the everything that's happened before a video has landed in their lap. I mean, say the campaign in this case is a video. You know, you get it and you're like, you're one person, you've seen this. Oh, I got to pass this on to so-and-so. You're not thinking of all the other people that have seen it prior to that. And I think that's where a lot of companies and clients make mistakes, where they think, oh, if I just post this video on YouTube, I find it interesting enough, somebody else will certainly find it interesting too and pass it along. Well, how many videos are on YouTube? You know, mm-hmm. You're going to get lost out there. So you can't just take a short 3-minute video of whatever product you have, stick it on YouTube and call it a viral marketing campaign. It's got to be interesting. Yeah. And that's where a lot of people fall short.
How do you get a good start on one? I mean, like you said, you just can't put a video on YouTube and hope people get it. I mean, what's a linchpin to start the word spreading?
It's got to be easy to pass along.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a 10-step process just to get to something. It's, forwarding an email or, something that is very easy for you to send on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Creating a campaign like that isn't really any different than creating a TV commercial. You have to know your target first. I mean, if you're purposely going out there to try to start some sort of viral campaign on purpose, you have to know who the people are that you want to see it. You have to know what their interests are. I mean, that you really have to appeal to them. And it's really no different than a TV ad. I mean, you have to know what's going to appeal to the people that you're trying to talk to. And so once you've done that, then you also have to know where they're going. Again, not much different than a traditional campaign and like media placement. You have to know what magazines these people are reading, what television shows they're reading. Well, you know, what sites are they going to? Like YouTube's out there. What different areas are they spending their time on the web? Are they text fanatics? You know, maybe it's a good viral campaign through texting. Maybe it is an email thing. And like Eric said, make it simple for people to do. I mean, you can't tell them enough times to say, hey, pass it on to a friend. I mean, having a big fat button on there is a lot easier than copying and pasting a link or pasting from the URL.
Yeah, and I would guess along with that, most effectively, a viral campaign wouldn't, or a really good one wouldn't need a share with your friends button.
Right.
It gives them the push to spread it themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to what Eric was saying. I mean, the content needs to be that good.
Yeah, exactly.
That you just can't help but share it with people.
Yeah, and that's a good point too, that Utz brings up, the send to a friend. It's good to have it easy, but you don't want to make it look like they're supposed to send it to, because I think then sometimes there's some sort of resistance to, oh, this is just an ad, you know, I don't want to send this to people. Yeah. But sometimes ads themselves, like Super Bowl ads, I mean, they're funny and relevant enough or entertaining enough that people want to pass them on themselves. So there's a fine line that you walk between making it look like a marketing campaign and making it look like something that was purely viral, that was interesting enough for people to grab onto themselves and pass on to all of their friends and relatives.
Give me some examples of recent viral marketing campaigns you guys have witnessed and have liked or disliked?
Biggest one that I've seen.
Go ahead. Sharpie's got something.
Why don't you talk? You've just been sitting there.
I just had a feeling that we were going to say the same one. So,
is it Cloverfield?
No. I mean, yeah. That wasn't one of my favorites.
Oh. You can,
I guess I really loved the Snakes on a Plane, Samuel L. Jackson phone calls.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because the two, I think, were very similar in nature, but both had different sort of effects in the end, where Snakes on a Plane was huge virally, but then the movie tanked.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody was expecting it to be a masterpiece.
No, but I think that's why it succeeded so much virally, is because, I mean, this movie with such a ridiculous name was out there, and that generated the buzz, and people started talking about it, like, did they really name a movie Snakes on a Plane? And then there were all the viral aspects to it, like the Sam Jackson, you could have Sam Jackson call a friend.
Yeah.
And you did that, didn't you?
I did do it, and I just, well, didn't you do it to me?
No, I thought you did it.
I don't remember.
Hell of a campaign. We don't even remember what we did. But the Cloverfield one, I actually wrote a blog post about that. So go check it out. I won't tell you all the details. That was really interesting to me because, you know, from Abrams, J.J. Abrams, also involved with all the Lost goodness. Lost itself had a huge viral summer program in between seasons to kind of keep fans satisfied, I guess, as they waited for more. But he created all of these, well, I don't know if he personally created it, but anyway, there were fake companies that were created that tied into the show. So like anything that you saw in Lost, there was a product or a brand name or a service or someplace that somebody worked, chances are it had a website out there. And so you could go through and find all these clues. Same thing for Cloverfield. They had Slusho, which has been used in other Abrams works. It's a Japanese soft drink. And it gave more clues to the movie itself. So it's really interesting. But, I mean, it took a lot of time to go through and sort of learn all this stuff. And I didn't know if it was going to be successful enough to really propel the movie, if that had any effect on the movie whatsoever, if it was going to be a Snakes on a Plane sort of thing where the movie tanks. But I don't know, movie seemed to be doing just fine.
Yeah, and even from the initial trailer when that showed, where it was just the first, I don't know, 2 minutes of the movie, and then, whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
I got to go see it.
Yeah.
And then you tell everybody else, hey, look at this preview.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just the trailer itself. Have you guys seen the movie yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Nope.
When the Statue of Liberty's head comes rolling to a stop, you know, traditional monster movies, everyone would scatter if something like that happened. Yeah. And here they all run to the head of the Statue of Liberty with their phones recording it, you know, to be put on YouTube. And I wish they would have taken some of those phone captures and like put them on YouTube. I think that would have been great that's what this movie was all about. I mean, it's like the YouTube viral generation. It's like, oh my God, I just saw the head of the Statue of Liberty get ripped off and it fell in the street. Well, I got to get a picture of this and send it to everyone I know.
A lot of that stuff was out, not necessarily like from cell phone cameras, but they had that footage out for over a year before the movie even came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just on YouTube, unexplained. People were watching it. What is this? A new show? A new movie? What's it going to be? And everybody was kind of confused about it at first. But another campaign I just thought of, which I really enjoyed, was the Dexter fake website with the news show on it, where it was kind of like the Samuel L. Jackson thing. You went to the site, answered a questionnaire about a friend of yours, just simple things, age, what they do, name, and then you would email them a news story about a serial killer. And with the information that you answered in the little questionnaire, they sort of embed that into an actual video of a news broadcast on this site for this phony news station. So it would say there's a serial killer out there. He's after males that are 24 years old in this sort of profession, and he's on the loose. And then They say, and then at the very end, there's one last clue where that you see a guy sort of walk in the background, and he's carrying this piece of paper, which supposedly the serial killer wrote on, and it says, you know, John Doe, you're next. And that's where, and that was the name that you actually supplied them, and they were able to embed that in the actual video on the fly like that. And I thought that was pretty amazing, and it was pretty convincing too. I sent it to a lot of people, and I know they were kind of freaked out for a couple minutes.
Yeah, you showed me that one. I thought it was creepy.
It certainly seems to be a trend, you know, with producers in Hollywood and on TV that, you know, they're turning more and more to this type of marketing to get their audience actually involved in their productions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Cloverfield. I mean, there was like sort of an emotional tie to the show before, or the movie before it was even released. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, I mean, it's like this, involvement. That's a good
one. It worked. I sent it out, and then Dexter came out on iTunes, and I bought it. So They got me.
Very cool. What are some of the things that you mentioned a few things that, you know, you believe do not work when it comes to a viral marketing campaign? What things actually upset you? Is there anything that, you know, just definitely puts you off and say, man, this is never going to work?
Yeah. If it looks too commercial, though, that really annoys me, because then it's, I don't know. It kind of gives, I love the viral stuff. I just think it's so cool. And, you know, with the technology and just, you can put something out there and if the right person gets a hold of it, it's just, it's everywhere. It's global instantly.
Is it kind of like that feeling you got when, you know, that the new Knight Rider movie came out and all of a sudden here he is pitching Ford 30 seconds later?
I hated that. That was like, that was a 2-hour Ford commercial that drove me absolutely insane. I was so mad. I don't know if you guys are watching my Twitters or not, but you could see degrading of the mm-hmm. show as I watched it there. But there's a new one. This will be interesting if we get a response on this, because Cheetos just launched a campaign. I don't know how long ago it was now, but it's orangeunderground.com. Mm-hmm. And it's all about random acts of Cheetos. And you're supposed to go out there and pull some sort of prank with your Cheetos and then post it or send it in. And there's a contest. And apparently something is happening April 1st, I guess, with this. I don't know what it is. But there's like this weird commercial with Chester Cheetah in a laundromat and a British accent. And it's just the strangest thing I've ever seen. I mean, the video that you, when you go to Orange Underground, the video that you see, it's kind of cool, but it's kind of contrived and overdone with the scientist or the person in the lab, and it's very Lost-like, and it's, but I don't know, it's got its cool aspects. But what I find interesting is when I started doing research on it, anybody that mentioned it in a blog, it seems that Cheetos has people out there looking for blog entries and people talking about it, and they'll actually comment within the blog. So we'll see now if we get a comment back. Cheetos is my absolute favorite snack food. I'll say that right now, but I'm not sure about this campaign. I don't know if I like it or not. I'd rather be eating Cheetos than like filling somebody's car with them. That kind of made me angry. I'm like, I want a Cheeto when I saw that.
Cheetos.
Cheesy goodness.
They're delicious.
Where was I going to go? Oh, yeah. You know, when we talked about social media last week, we, you know, mentioned a few big players, Facebook, MySpace, but they're starting to see a little bit of decline now. Facebook's apparently peaking, and their user base is starting to fall off, and it's mainly because
stupid apps.
Yeah, didn't do them any good either. But, I mean, it's like we talked about. It's a lot of work to keep up with something like that. Mm-hmm. Viral marketing it's been around for a while. I mean, one of the earliest examples is how Hotmail got so darn popular. They basically, all they had to do was put that little line at the bottom of everybody's email, and that's all it took. You know, it was free, it was easy, it was quick, it was done. It doesn't appear that viral marketing in and of itself is going to be fading off in popularity or usability, such as social media websites are, like Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah, and a lot of the popularity of MySpace and Facebook is viral too, mostly because mm-hmm. it's your friends sending you links. The biggest thing that I see with sites like MySpace and Facebook, people are always moving on to the next big thing, and it'll be, you know, everybody was on MySpace, and then everybody was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Everybody was on Friendster. They just keep moving and moving, and pretty soon...
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, with the viral marketing, viral won't ever go away. I mean, it's been around forever and ever since it is exactly word of mouth. I mean, that's just what it is. You see something cool, you tell your friends about it. I mean, that's...
And any type of communication medium applies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, but it is, it's the next big, each, I think you see phases of what viral is, you know, with the subservient chicken. There's a whole batch of subservient chicken. We even did our own. We had our, you know, Carol of the Chins. You type in a song and the goofy chins sing a song. And there's many, many others just like that. And you know, a lot of people like that, got a lot of visits, and then moved on to the next big thing. So, yeah, it, you know, the viral part will always be there just because, like we said, viral is word of mouth, and word of mouth will always exist as long as there's a spoken language, I think. So it's just how that message is delivered.
Very cool. Well, looks like we're hit our 20-minute time allotment here. Any closing thoughts from the people around the table?
I love Cheetos. Send me free ones.
Free Cheetos for Fish? Check.
I'll get on that bandwagon.
To give him Cheetos or to get some for yourself?
No, I want some Cheetos.
Okay, Cheetos. All right, very good. Eric, anything from you?
Yeah, keep the Cheetos coming.
Keep the Cheetos. All right.
Wait, you're getting them already?
Getting. Yeah. All right, Cheetos it is. We'll have Marcy make a run to Target here. She's got to stock our shelves full of snacks anyway. So
five bags already.
We'll put that on the list. Well, that's going to wrap up our show number 6 for today. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. If you have any questions, comments, or snide remarks, you can send an email to thepodcast@sundog.net. You can also give us a phone call at 1-888-9-SUNDOG. That's 1-888-978-6364. And if there's anything in the world of viral marketing that you find interesting on the internet, we've got a Delicious tag set up in Delicious. It's called Sundog the Podcast, all one word. Until next time, this is Lon Keller for Sundog the Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.